This is going to be real short. People talk about manifesting something. You know, I want to manifest something. Well, it's really easy. So words are the hologram. Words reveal everything. Words are a derivative from the word Jesus, the Logos word. So everything derives from the word, and everything is a word. So anyway, the word manifest is what? You want to manifest something. Well, you already are. Your thoughts are like a Tor network. It's a rapid stream. It's a torrent. It's like a river flow. And your mindset is actually playing out in front of you right now. You can actually write into the script. But anyway, back to what I was saying about the words reveal everything. So when a ship comes up to a dock, it has a manifesto. A manifesto. Or somebody gets mad and they write a manifesto. I can't remember the exact word for shipping. I'd have to look it up. But they hold this piece of paper and say, this is what's in the ship. This is the stuff we're carrying. When somebody writes a manifesto, it's their doctrine or beliefs or their political agenda or whatever. It's what they believe reality should be. So when the ship comes to the dock, they say, hand me your manifest, I think is what it's called. I'll look it up when I finish. But there's a piece of paper, and I think it's called a manifesto. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. But anyway, the manifesto will list all the stuff in the ship. Now, your body's a body ship, right? Your body's a ship. And so what's really inside you? Your thoughts, your inner man. The inner man is your manifesto, if that's the right word. I'm pretty sure it is. Because when I was studying it about 10 years ago, I thought, this don't make sense. Why is a ship's documentation a manifesto? But anyway, I could be wrong, but I think that's what it's called. If it's not, I guess I won't upload the video. Because I'll look at it. As soon as I finish, I'm going to look that word up. But what's in you, your thoughts, your heart, it's not just your thoughts. It's your heart. It's your mindset. It's your being. If you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, if you are full of grace and truth, if you're walking in the Spirit, not under law, because the flesh is under law, you're in the Spirit. You're seated in the heavenlies, which is above the law. You're a law to yourself because you got the Holy Spirit. And so if you're walking under law and flesh, you're miserable. If you're in 3D, if you're stuck in time, if you're stuck in space, if you're stuck in the 3D realm and you're stuck under the clock, if you hate your job and you're not content where you're at, you're manifesting those things because that's your ship. So your body's just like a ship. You're walking around in a body ship, and then you pull up to the port. Every time you take a step, it's a portal. So you pull up to a port. Every step is a portal. So every step is a port. So you move. So I walk across the street. Everything's a portal. Everything's a port. My body's a ship. And I'm handing out, especially when I speak, my thoughts, my words. I'm handing out my manifesto, what's in me. So if somebody comes up to me, let's say some unsaved person comes up to me, or some zombie or some goat comes up to me and says something, and they're speaking fake reality, you know, which is denying Jesus. So if they're speaking fake reality, denying Jesus, I really don't want to commune with them. But if they do want to talk to me, they're going to say, how's it going today? I'm going to say, trust in Jesus. How about yourself? I'm bringing them back into reality. I'm hitting them with light. And you know what they do? Well, that's good, and walk away. If it's a saved person, they say, good to meet you. Hallelujah. So I manifested what? The goats, the darkness, runs away. They run away. Those who are not approaching source code, which is Jesus, they get repelled. when you start talking about Jesus, they get convicted of sin because Jesus came to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So I'm manifesting a blessing, really. Because if I say something about Jesus, or if I say some truth, and somebody around me who's in darkness, they're going to run away. I don't want to hear, I don't want them projecting their fake reality. It's actually, the flesh mind is actually fake. It's not even real. And it's gaslighting. The media's witchcraft is gaslighting you. The politics, the medical system, your culture is a culture, your cult. Just like scripture is your script. And so as you speak truth in your heart, in your mind, as you chew the cud of the truth, as you contemplate the truth, as you meditate on the truth, as you brood upon the truth, you birth in a reality around you that is based on your ship manifesto. Do you understand? Every time a ship comes up to a portal, it hands its manifesto, says, this is what's on the ship, and let's unload the ship. Every time you take a step, space is not even real. I did a video on it today. Every time you take a step, it's a portal. And you're moving to the next dock, right? Why is a doctor called a dock? There's a reason. So everything that you say, the phonics, the words, the syllables, the everything is a word, and everything has a deeper meaning. Doesn't matter what it is, a triangle, a circle, the ing on a word, the ed on the word, the letters have a meaning. Everything's a we're in a book. And when you read a book, everything has a deeper meaning. So the manifesto that's based in your heart, your mind, your ship. This is why it's important to bring every thought into captivity. I told a Baptist preacher that one time. He said, you'll drive yourself crazy doing that. This is like 20 years ago. I said to myself, I thought, you'll go crazy if you don't do it. And so the worldly wisdom is messing everybody up. So people want to manifest. You already are. If you're not getting back some good stuff, then you're not thinking right. You're not believing right. You don't have sound doctrine. Yeah, the devil's going to hit us. Yes, other people affect us. Yeah, we're in a sinful world. And we might be in the right flow, but there might be somebody beside us that's not. And if you start to commune with devils, see, I got to the point, I don't want to commune with somebody who's not healthy. I don't want to commune with somebody who's speaking lies. I cut them all off. I don't care if it was bloodline. I don't care who it was. I don't want to hear out of somebody's mouth a lie. And if there's lying, I'm going to call them out on it. You have to be careful if you're in the world and do that. So why cut the rock and roll music on? Why cut the country music on? Why cut the rap music on? It's all lies. Why put anything in your ear gate or your eye gate or your heart that's a lie? Because it's fake reality. By doing that, you're creating a reflection. Because what you reflect upon reflects out in front of you. What you meditate on, you edit. What you brood upon, you birth. What you contemplate, you write a template. What you imagination is image nation, which is image birthing. What you're imagining, what you're thinking on, the image is a birthing process. What you imagine, your imagination is image birthing. I just said, we're in a projection. We're in a hologram. So your imagination will cause a projection to birth out in front of you because you collapse the wave function by faith and by prayer and by what you think upon. Why do you think the Bible says whatsoever things are true, lovely, good report, think on these things, because when you think on it, you ink it out. Come on now. Somebody needs to get up and start shouting. And somebody needs to fall down on the ground and just praise God that somebody's revealed this to them. Some of this stuff is gold stuff. I mean, some of this stuff is worth millions of dollars. I mean, really. What I'm revealing to you, revealing to unfold, to unfurl, to open up, to break open. I'm breaking open some nuggets of gold, truth. Truth is T, Ruth, Ruth in the Bible. Truth points back to Ruth in the Bible, a good woman. But truth also points back to your tooth. And it also points back to a tree, because a tree is true and faithful and full of faith. Tree, true, faithful, faith. Your teeth, when you chew food, you break it into parts, just like you rightly divide the word of truth. Doesn't matter if it's 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D, 5D, 7D, 11D, whatever dimension, the truth is the same every dimension. It manifests different in different dimensions, but it's the same. So the manifesting reality out in front of you is what? It's a reflection of the products in your ship, your body ship. Because when you pull up to a port with a ship, you unfold the products. When you take your next step, you're letting out the products. Are you putting forth truth? Are you putting forth love? Are you putting forth joy? Are you putting forth faith? Are you putting forth contentment? What are you putting out there? Are you trusting God? Are you trusting His Word? He says that He won't let His saints beg bread, right? He's not going to let His saints beg bread. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is everywhere? And if God is everywhere, and He made this earth for you and the universe to call out His elect out of Babylon, so the elect are being, do you really believe this universe was made for you? And if it was, then everything in front of you is a turning. It's like a movie. It's waiting to give you a blessing. God made this universe to call His elect out of Babylon. So as soon as you walk out your front door, you don't even have to go outside. But everything that's happening around you is to bless you. Here, the letter C. C is a rich. Just Google this. What does C mean in the Jewish letters? C is really agape, but it's a rich man chasing a poor man down to give him charity. So there's all these people saying, here, come work at this place. Here's a job. You can make some money. So if you're poor and you don't have a job, there's jobs everywhere. Why? Because the universe is on your side if you're seeking truth. The whole reality is for your benefit. Are you ready to step into cornucopia? And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about cornucopia that lets things flow through you. Not just money flowing through you. Truth flowing through you. Love flowing through you. Encouragement flowing through you. Faith. Health. You really want to know what's more important than money? Health. Health is wealth. Health is the letter H, which is eternal. E is spirit. A is blood. L is God. TH is the ethereal realm. So God wants to heal you. How do you get healed? H-E-A-L. A-L means to be like. Be like what? He. H-E-A-L. If you want to be healed, become like Jesus. That's how you get healed. Think like Jesus, walk like Jesus, act like Jesus, follow His path, follow His footsteps, step into that same pattern that He set before the foundation of the world. You want to be healed? H-E-A-L. A-L is to be, just type in A-L etymology, to be like. And he is he, that eternal spirit. God is a spirit. H is eternal, the number 8. The ladder going to heaven, the letter H looks like a ladder. E is spirit. You want to be healed? You want health? Become like Jesus. Follow his footsteps. Jesus didn't take a vaccination shot. Why do you need to? I mean, it's so obvious they're lying. They're liars. They're lying to you. The whole system's upside down. The whole system is a lie. Cut the noise off and listen to God, that small, still voice. The Holy Spirit can flow through you. But as long as you got noise, you can't hear him. You can't hear him. What would you rather hear? The repeat lies of the system or the eternal truth that is unlimited if you cut their noise off? I'm in meditation 24/7. The only time I'm not is when somebody's talking to me, but I'm still meditating on what they're saying, and I'm trying to discern if they're telling the truth or not. I'm comparing it line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little there. Everybody who's talking to me, I'm filtering every word they're saying through the truth, through the Bible, through Ephesians, Colossians, Revelation, Genesis, everything they're saying, I'm filtering it with the Word. This is why it's so important to memorize as many verses as you can, especially Proverbs and Psalms, and especially Colossians chapters 1 and 2. From Him, through Him, and to Him. There's your quantum physics. He holds it all together. There's your 153 union. There's your 153 fish. Master, Lord, we've been fishing all night. Cast your net on the other side. And they caught 153 fish. What does that mean? The boat that they were in, look at the shape of the boat. And then type in 153 in Google and you'll see the symbol of the fish. Two circles with a fish in the middle. And the fish in the middle represents the birthing chamber. The woman has a birthing chamber. So the red versus blue on each side, cast your net on the other side. There has to be the red versus blue everywhere at all times. There has to be black, white, and red everywhere at all times. Because black, white, and red is the blood of his cross. What's black and white and red all over? Reality. The black and white's the checkerboard that you're walking on, allegorically. The red is the blood. What's black and white and red all over? The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. The cross 2,000 years ago. Look, how can the lamb slain before the foundation of the world and also the lamb slain 2,000 years ago, how can it be the same point? The only reason... Look, what has been shall be, what shall be has been. How can what happened on the cross 2,000 years ago and the lamb slain before the foundation world, how can those two points be the same? Because time don't exist and space don't exist. The only reason time and space feels like it exists to the flesh mind is to birth in the spirit mind. And once you birth in the spirit mind, you won't want the noise of the system. You won't want a TV. You won't want to hear lies. You won't receive anything that's a lie. You won't even meditate on a lie. You will counteract every lie with truth in your mind. And if you can, somebody who's speaking lies, you'll rebuke them. And don't matter if it's a preacher or not. If a preacher's lying, he needs to be rebuked. He needs to be taught. Just because they went to Dallas Seminary or somewhere don't mean they're always going to keep growing. Most of them say, oh, I've got my degree. I stopped growing. I know somebody like that in the real world. and they wouldn't, they can't hear me. They can't. I was telling somebody the other day, why is it the younger people can hear me, but the older people can't? The reason is they think they've arrived. Arrive. A-R is airs. Rive is river. The river's always flowing. The spirit's always flowing. The truth is always flowing. The growth process is always flowing. Flow. You got to be in the flow, people. If you're not in the flow, you're dead. If you think you've already arrived and there's nothing else to learn, you're going to age a lot faster. But if you're always like a little child learning something new, always learning something new, your whole spirit, soul, and body will be blessed. I promise you. And you can think it, and it's almost instant. When you really just get ready, get serious about setting yourself apart, you can think it, and it happens almost instantly. You can think it, the email comes in. You can think it, somebody knock on your door. You can think it, somebody will give you what you need. I was remodeling. Somebody gave me who knows how much it was worth, probably $500 or more. Gave me the whole floor. Like, wow, just gave it to me. I need some plywood to put the floor down. I collected it in the neighborhoods. I mean, there was pieces of plywood. Most of my floor was 100% free. It just appeared in the hologram. Hologram means holy. H-O-L-O is whole or holy. Gram is grammar, which goes back to the words. Holy word. The hologram is the holy writ. And the word holography means written by the hand of one person. So the 10 fingers of God wrote the hologram, and you're in it. It's not just on a piece of paper. That's the problem. Everybody reads the Bible, and they say, okay, I read my Bible. What do you mean? You're in it. Walk it out. You are in it. You're in it. In the movie, Never In the Story, she's saying, he don't understand. He's reading the book. He don't understand. He's in the book that he's reading. He's in it. Took me a long time to decode that movie. But he was in the book that he was reading. He was a character in the book that he was reading. The seed is within the seed. The word is within the word. The cargo in your ship is right out in front of you. Your body ship has cargo. What are you carrying around? Are you carrying around truth and love? Are you carrying around lies and fake reality and hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness? As long as you're bitter and unforgiven and unforgiven, you're not gonna receive anything good. You're short-circuiting the cornucopia. The reason they don't want you to study words is because when you start to study words, the churches will say, why are you studying etymology? What do you mean? Why are you studying the Greek concordance? I love the Greek concordance because I go back to the original word. And I love the etymology because it takes me back to the original word. The legalist will attack you. If you show a legalist, hey, here's the etymology of the word faith. Here's the etymology of the word tree. And they go back to the same source. They'll say, blah, 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 blah. And you say, are you okay? Are you a dictator? You don't want me to learn? You want me to stay ignorant? It's ridiculous, people. Everybody's in a box. And they're usually in a box, in a box, in a box, in a box, in another box. And when you talk to the box creature and you're outside the box, they think you're crazy, but you've already been in the boxes. You already know what the box is. And you know they're crazy because they're divided. They have a divided mind. They're not whole. Speaking of wholeness, if you're doing something that's not healthy, that means you're not whole. Why would you do something to your body ship that's not healthy, whether it's food or substance abuse or anything? Why would you put something in your ship that's not healthy? You're going to manifest what you put in your ship because of the manifesto. You understand what I'm saying? If you're getting drunk every week, you're going to manifest your reality. You're going to be like a drunken, you're gaslighting yourself. Your reality is going to be drunk. If you're drugged out of your mind, reality around you is messed up. As soon as you get your thoughts right, as soon as you get a sound mind, and notice the word sound, Jesus is the word. Sonic goes back. Sun, I see, having to do with the sun. Sonar is S-O-N-A-R. There's the word sun. Sound goes back to the sun, which is Jesus. Sound doctrine, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept. But don't just stop there. Keep going. Don't think you, once you can rightly divide the word of truth, don't stop. Keep going. Because there's more mysteries to reveal. There's more mysteries to crack open. There's more mysteries to solve. It's fun. Be like a little child. Learn something new every day. I learn new stuff every day, especially when I talk to other people who are spirit-filled. I really learn new stuff every day. Today I learned something. And I learned quite a few things. That's why it's good to fellowship with people who have the same mindset, like-minded.